And but she used to go by Murph, which was your maiden name?
Yes.
Still, Michelle Murphy. Still go and they'd all Murph. Call you Murph. Mm-hmm. Okay, and yep. She is a pro soccer player for the women's league. What's it called? The NW
SL, yeah, I know a lot of letters. National Women's Soccer League.
Oh my heck. I am sitting in the midst of a professional female soccer player. This is pretty amazing.
Not.
It really is
so normal.
Yes, but it's not normal because first of all, you're a mother. Yeah. How many mothers are there in the league?
It has grown a bit, but there's still out of, let's say, 14 teams with about 24, 25 players. Maybe like I'm the only mom on my team, but then each team might have like two or three or none at all.
Oh my gosh. So that's not a lot.
It's
not
a lot.
But that's grown from what it was.
Let's say maybe like 10 to 15, I guess, out of.
Total. How many women?
Like 250 to 300. So it is, I guess, pretty small.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Don't you dare like shortchange yourself.
Yeah.
And as a member of the church, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole nother, you know, blessing and responsibility.
Yes.
And then, I mean, a pro sport for a female. Tell me what that entails right now in your life.
Like
the time and the practices and your body.
The body. Yeah, that is definitely.
And I'm so sorry. I keep getting messages from you all to not interrupt, and I suck at it.
Don't worry.
But I'm gonna try because all of a sudden these questions come in.
No,
but how old are you?
I'm 29.
So are you an old lady for the team?
Pretty much now. Usually I'm like the middle of the pack. But girls are starting to come in younger.
Mm.
And then we have just a very young team, so I'm actually one of the oldest. But normally there's like 30s, 35. I played with a 40-year-old on my last team. Yeah.
Well, 29, and you're saying they're coming in earlier. Is there a minimum age?
Not anymore. There used to be, but...
So you don't have to be like post-college or anything? Like,
no, girls, some of them have like opted out of college now, coming into the league. It's
so you have 18-year-olds.
Sometimes like 16 even. Yeah, it's wild.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you joined then?
I was an old lady. I had an ACL tear, my first ACL tear. And then my first year I sat out because I was pregnant with my daughter. So I was like turning 24 my first year. So I'm so old.
All I heard was first ACL tear.
Yeah.
Like, oh no. We should just get right into it. Okay. So start from the beginning. You've always loved soccer. Tell me about your upbringing really quick.
So I was the baby of four kids. They all were 12, 14, and 16 when I was born and loved soccer. So pretty much came into the world.
12, 14, and 16 and you were born?
Yeah.
You're, the next is
I
12
was
years?
A gift, yes. Or a surprise, yes. Whatever you want to call it.
A gift.
But, yeah. they love soccer, played it all the time, so I just like naturally was what I played. Luckily, like I fell in love with it too, but we always had a ball in the house, so I just grew up played it out to high school, and then I always wanted to go to BYU, so I, you know, did my best to like put myself in that position.
But let's back up. You're the star player. I mean, and I know you're going to be modest because nobody likes to say that they're the star, but you were the top scorer, the top defender. What were you at Alta?
I was a not defender, a scorer.
You were
score goals.
What is that called in soccer?
Attacker.
Forward?
Yeah, attacker. Forward, attacker, yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I mean, it was...
So you made a lot of points.
Yeah, tried to.
Yeah.
So, I got recruited to play BYU, which was like my dream school, so I didn't even look elsewhere.
Twice.
So I went and played there and tore my ACL one of the years. So
how did you tear it? Do you remember the time it happened?
Yeah, I had actually gotten in a car accident like right before it happened. And I think I had like slammed my knee on the dashboard and gotten a concussion too at the same time. So we treated the concussion and then I came back like 2 weeks later and felt great, but my knee was still hurting a little, but I didn't think twice. And then I just stepped in a game and my knee just popped.
What do you mean you stepped in a game?
All I did, like, it was non-contact, so I didn't get tackled at all. I just, like, literally went to, like, step and turn, and I could just feel my knee. Like, it's so weird. It's, like, almost like a jelly feeling. Like, it just, So I knew right away. Some people don't know right away, but I knew right away that I had done my ACL.
Because you had previously injured it.
That was my first time.
But, like, in the car accident, right?
Oh, yeah. That got hurt. Yeah. It was hurt, but, yeah, I think it was from that.
Mm.
So. But
okay, so this is in college now?
Yeah, that was my sophomore year of college. And luckily, like a blessing out of that was I did it right at the beginning of the season. And so if you get hurt within 6 games, you get a medical redshirt. So I basically got a 5th year. So I got to do another year over. But if you do it like on the 7th game, then your year is done. So
did you still have school paid for?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It was so nice. So it was so really nice.
I mean, when does the season start?
College is August preseason, so it's like September through November.
So it's in the very, very beginning.
Yeah, it was a couple games in.
So how many games are there in a season?
For college, about 24-ish.
And yours was a couple games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that was probably depressing.
It was, just because all this like hard work I had done over the summer, but at the same time I was like, okay, I get to redshirt, and then I had some youngins coming into BYU that I was really good friends with from Alta, so I was like, okay, I get another year with them, you know, just trying to like look at the positive side of it, because it was...
Well, because, and you're also at the top of your game physically, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how long is a recovery from an ACL? 6 weeks before you can even walk?
It depends on my second one. I was on crutches for 6 weeks. It just depends on if you do other things within the knee, like your MCL, those things. So I was walking pretty fast, but it's, they say 6 month recovery, but it's better 9 to 12 months. So, and I took my time. Yeah. I took my time August all the way. Cause I mean, I did it at the beginning. So I was like, I have a whole year.
Yeah.
So I think by the summer I was like playing again and then was back for the next season.
But such a bummer. Yeah. And there's no exciting, story to tell about it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like, you just grind it out. Yeah. It's like pretty boring and like lonely too. Yeah. You know, because you're like so isolated from the team.
Just sitting there watching. Were you still at practices just watching?
Sometimes, yeah. Or doing my own like rehab, which is like going to physical therapy, strengthening it, doing all the like, you learn how to like bend your leg again, you know, strengthen. So it's definitely
so
very humbling.
That's a whole year. So junior year, you get to play.
Yeah. Technically, my I got to do my sophomore year over. Yeah. So I played the next 2 years, met my husband some point in time during that. And then we had been talking and he's like, hey, like, not him. Like I wanted to play professionally, but at the same time I was like, oh, I don't know. You know, the league was, it was still growing, but it was there. And so we kind of sat down and he's like, you know, if you want to play pro, you need to have a really good senior year because that's, you know, you get stats and everything. And then you get drafted. And so I was like, okay, like I set all these goals for myself.
Senior year meaning the fifth?
Or the actual? Mm-hmm. Yeah, my fifth senior year.
So your fifth senior year, are you still in academics?
Yeah.
How does that work? I mean, did you just slow everything down?
Kind of, yeah. Okay. Some people are a little more ambitious and they'll do like a master's or something, but I was just like,
I mean, could you have just finished in 4 years and then just played soccer the fifth?
Yeah, you still have to be taking classes, but you could be taking like,
Institute.
Bowling.
Or I guess it's
yeah. Bowling. I'm pretty sure I took a bowling class.
She's like, I'm going to take a soccer class.
Scuba diving, all the,
But you just slowed the credits down.
And okay. I think I did like, and then added a minor or something. So, okay. But yeah.
So what's your degree?
Exercise and wellness with a business minor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, which is exactly what you should have done. That's what your specialty is.
Much
different than my psychology degree. Because,
hey, that's
I mean,
great.
What do I do with that? I my kids all have multiple personality disorders, and I don't even know how to diagnose. Okay, so you are a junior year, your sophomore year. Then you played for 4 more years.
Or 3. Let's see. Freshman,
sophomore.
Yeah, 3 more after that.
Did you get better and better?
I'm going to be honest, my middle 2 years, especially after my ACL, were like very average.
Do you think that was more mental or was it like you actually lost some strength?
I don't know. Like looking back, I think I just needed to like set higher goals for myself. I was at a point where it was like, I was starting and playing all the games. And so I was just like, got really content with that. Whereas like, I'm like, I know.
Because what's the next step?
Scoring more goals, like impacting the game more. And so my senior year I sat down, I was like, okay, I need to do that. I need to have goals and assists. Like that's how, as an attacker, like you measure.
Yeah, you're talking about physical like goals in the
sorry
net.
No,
you wrote down your
but actually I did. I said, okay, this is like what I'm hoping for, and part of my goals was to score goals.
That only makes sense.
I mean hand in hand. So
but like, was the ultimate goal to be drafted into the women's league?
Yeah.
You didn't want to do that?
Yeah. I wanted to play professionally at that point. So I was like, let's go for it. So that was a dream season that like really worked out for me. So I was really like pleased with that. I was able to do that, and then I got drafted to play for Chicago.
And is this fifth year?
That, yeah, right after my fifth year. So I finished the fall season of my fifth year, was going into spring. They had the draft. And then right after I got drafted, I found out that my husband and I were pregnant. So, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, okay, first of all, you finished college. So,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. I was graduating in the spring, so I graduated a couple months pregnant. But
you finished college before you joined the actual league, whereas other girls are going in at 16.
Yes, yeah, no, right? That was not me.
So, but that's nice. You get that out of the way. Uh-huh. You can have that under your belt. But then you've got a little belly growing. And so an accident, probably? Or just
I was on birth control, everything.
Oh, my gosh. So she was meant to be there.
Yeah, I had an IUD, so it was, like, pretty shocking. But at the same time, like you said, it was, like, a gift from God. Mm. But at the time, I'm going to be honest, it was, like, a little bit hard to see that at the beginning, just because I was like, I felt like I, you know, when you're like making a decision about things, it wasn't necessarily to have a child, but like, okay, what's my next step? I want to play professionally. Okay. I'm making like taking this step of faith to do that. And then finding out I was pregnant, I was like, how am I going to like come back and still play? I knew I could do it, but it was just like the timing. I was like, oh, like,
okay, so how does that work? When you have to tell these coaches who are, you're brand new.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what's the timing here? Like, when do you start to actually play?
So the hard thing about it is, so when you get drafted, it doesn't even mean that you have a contract. Like, you have to go and still, like, essentially do
yourself
a tryout and do that. And so, I mean, they're not going to sign me pregnant. And so I just, like, I actually flew out there, met with the head coach, and then, you know, we're talking, he's like, oh, you're going to score a lot of goals on this field. And I was like, actually...
Like, oh man.
So I told him, they were super understanding, and then said like, we'll see you next year. So I just took that whole year off training. But I remember like it was hard.
Did you feel resentment?
Yeah, I definitely did. And I just remember crying, thinking like, why at this time? Like, I'm not ready. I still feel so young.
Yeah.
And I wanted to play soccer for a little bit longer. And that's when I remember like I just had this like prompting, because it was a long time. I was pretty sad for a while, which is, it's still so happy. Like it was a happy, but it was like you said, that resentment. And I just remember getting this like prompting about like Lot's wife, and I had spoke to this at something else, but I like had that prompting. So I was like, oh, like I went and read about it, and you know, she like looking back, and not only looking back, but like looking back longingly for what was. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that is me. I'm not like looking forward thinking, how am I going to do this? I'm just like wanting to be in the past, how things were.
Mm-hmm. Although, I mean, to your credit, you weren't able to look back from something you hadn't done yet. You know what I'm saying? You hadn't joined the league yet.
Yeah.
So you're not looking back on this was a huge next step.
Yeah.
I mean, and let's be real, in the culture outside of the church, or the church outside of the church, there are other options than actually delivering a baby.
Exactly. And that honestly crossed my mind. Not that I ever would, but understanding like, okay, I guess when people get in this situation, but then I was like, no, like my little gift, you know, I wouldn't, it never crossed my mind to actually, but I was like, oh, like,
of course it crosses.
If I didn't have those values and that understanding of the life in me, I'm like, wow, like that.
Well, and then it's like it almost had to happen this way to have an IUD, to be like preventing, and she came anyway.
Yeah. Well, and that's one thing I think like my relationship with God, I've realized is like, and I'm sure like he's like, when it's his timing and when I didn't make the right decision when I should have, he like finds a way to just slide in. So I'm like, great. Like,
so, yeah. So did you, have any like, what's the word I'm looking for? Prejudice? Is that the word? I mean, I know it's a female sport, you know, but like, were any of them like, I mean, I know for me, I got asked, I wasn't even pregnant yet.
Yeah.
But my employer was like, well, what are you going to do when you have a baby? I'm like, why does it matter right now?
Yeah.
Like, are you already booting me because I'm a woman and I'm going to have a baby? So you're not going to let me like get the executive position because you know, I'm just going to bail. Like who's to say, but did you have any of that?
Luckily, no, because I think of like the position of the league and everything, and
I mean, it's all about female power.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And I think maybe some before maybe like would have had that issue, but I came in and had a lot of help, especially from my club. There was already a mom on the team who had like a 4-year-old, and so some others definitely paved the way for me.
So when you, so did they essentially hold your spot?
Yes and no. Like, I still had to go in and earn a spot the next year. And I'll be honest, like, although I, like, tried to stay in shape and train and everything, like, I was definitely, like, a shadow of myself my first year. Because breastfeeding and everything, like...
Well, after our first baby, you're rocked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it was shocking. And then to have to go and compete in a league that I had never played in at a higher level against players like Marta and Alex Morgan, some of the best in the world. Like, it just...
And your body's been weakened.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, I was, like... 15 pounds underweight just because I like I was like trying to work out to get to where I needed to be, but then I, you know, like would get busy with my
daughter. And then you're running with a different kind of weight. Yeah. Now. I mean.
Yeah.
So how, when you got back into the draft, how old was she? 3 months?
She, oh, when I got to the team, when I went to Chicago, she, no. So I had her in August, so that the whole season was going. Had her in August, it was middle of the season, so I just didn't go yet. And then picked up with the team in February the next year, February, March. So she was about 8 months old.
So you're drafted, you basically get drafted again from the
No. No, you just, they have your rights.
Okay.
So it's basically.
So same team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so then we moved to Chicago the next year. So
now you're feeling like, finally, right?
Yes. No, I was feeling like finally, but I still was like, man, am I ready? Like, you know, just because it was a huge adjustment. Like you said, your first baby, like trying to figure out motherhood. We were moving to Chicago. I'd never lived out of Utah.
And that's a big move.
Yeah, it was a big move, especially being away from family, you know, because we lived with my parents for the first little bit. And so it was like, Mom, can you take my daughter? So it was us moving away, which is good. I think it's important, but it was definitely, my first year was very hard. Like, I was very lucky that my coach remembered the player I was because, like, to be honest, I don't know if I should have earned a contract, you know, right away, because I didn't feel, like, up to speed yet.
You probably didn't feel like it, but I bet you looked like it. I bet you came across as
that, but I don't know. So, yeah.
I mean, I get the bounce back is not...
Yeah, it was hard. It was really hard.
So you get to start to play, though.
Uh-huh, yeah. So my first year, again, like I said, I was, like, shadow skeleton of myself, whatever you want to call it. Just really... I think this is when, like, my mental doubt started to come in, something that I've struggled now with in my pro career. But I still was, like, pretty good at fighting it. I did have a coach that was, like, a yeller. He would, like, pick on certain players. And so, like, I felt like a lot of times that was me because I was, like, still was my first year. I was learning to play in the league again. So that first year was, like, really tough. But I was still getting time. Like, I was, like, he was still taking a chance on me, which was great. So the first year, thank goodness it finished. It was like, again, like I said, not my best year. I trained really hard in the off season, came back for my second season and I felt so good. Like I was flying. Mm. I started scoring goals.
Well, and let's not forget, like you are not back to your normal self until at least a year. Postpartum.
Yeah. It takes
at
a
least.
While.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you still have hormones. Like, are you still nursing at 8 months?
I was, but I just didn't have a lot of, by then it was like.
Because you're probably working out so hard at that point.
Yeah, I'm probably not eating enough and drinking enough. So. Yeah.
Well, and let's not forget that, I mean, how many women in your position would have just said, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
After having a baby. But you still went for it. You wanted it.
I wanted it. Luckily, too, my husband behind me is like. Lighting a little fire, like, let's do this. He's always like, yeah, let's go.
So oh, good.
Like, okay. Like, let's do it.
So now we're on year two in the league.
Yeah, felt good. Like I said, I was scoring goals, assisting, and then halfway through the year, I tore my other ACL. I know. So
were they both super painful?
It was pretty painful, yeah. Like I said, it just, like, your knee just, like, wobbles.
What happened the second time?
Same thing. I just, like, stepped and pivoted, yeah, and just tore my ACL.
And you knew right away again?
Yeah, I knew right away. I just remember, like, hitting the ground and just being like, nah, again, like, you know, because you know the length of time, you know what it entails. Yes. But then there's also a sense of, like, okay, I mean, I've done this once before, I can do it again. Mm-hmm. But just, like, why now? Mm-hmm. Again, like, why now?
And is the pay good?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's better now, but no, it was terrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah. The minimum for my first year was like $16,000.
For the year?
Yeah. And before that, before I came in the league, the mom on my team was saying her paycheck was like $8,000. She's like, I couldn't even pay for daycare.
I was going to say, how they expect you to live?
Yeah. No, they didn't. I don't know. A lot of girls would have jobs in the off season or multiple jobs just to keep doing what they love.
Yeah. It's for the love of it.
Yeah. It's gotten a lot better though. So.
Okay. So you tear, oh my gosh, the next knee, and are you rehabbing in Chicago,
yeah. And that one, whole different ballpark because I had a 2-year-old and I was on crutches, non-weight bearing for 6 weeks. So I just remember going to the park and just like crutching behind her, just like following her along, you know.
Did you get depressed?
It was pretty tough, yeah. Luckily, my mom came out for a little bit to help because my husband was working downtown in the city. But my mom would help like drive me to rehab for PT and...
And does this have to be in the, like, on campus, or is it even a campus?
With my club. So I would go into our physical therapist's office some days and then some days to the stadium where the team trained. Mm. So it was nice because it was like, okay, I was in the clinic for a little bit, but then also with my team sometime. Yeah. So...
Was the recovery longer, do you think, this time?
It was... I'm trying to think. Yeah, so it... was about the same because COVID was, so this was 2019 and then COVID was 2020. And so that whole, you know, we barely played a season. We played a small tournament and I remember I was trying to come back to get some games in, but I was still really like a little bit nervous about it. We were playing on turf, which is typically not great for, you know, knees and just knee injuries in general. And so.
So was it kind of good timing to have an ACL tear? Is it a tear?
Yeah.
When... COVID is on the horizon, like...
Yeah, yes and no, but I mean, the best thing coming back from an injury is to just get playing again, whereas, like, we had such a short time to train and then to play the games, and so by the time I was playing the games, that's when, like, I really feel like I, like, took, like, a mental deep dive into, like, not a great place where I was, like, doubting everything about, you know, my abilities and... Yeah, it was tough. I'd get subbed onto games. I was like, I don't even want the ball, which is terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you train to want the ball, to make things happen, and so...
Do you feel like you lost the love of it at any time?
I still always loved it, but maybe, like, on the professional level, a little bit, yes, just because of the job and the pressure and stress and everything. I still, like, going and playing pickup at that time, I was like, oh, this is great. It's, like, carefree and easy. But, yeah, the stress of, like... I think making mistakes.
And now you're being paid. I mean, maybe not a ton, but like, you know, but there's pressure to deliver.
Yes, exactly. Right? Uh-huh. And just with my knee, I think I was just like a little bit unsure of it. And since I'd already done it twice, I was like, man, to like have it happen again. I think that was in the back of my mind a little bit too. So.
And so then you get better. Do you start playing again?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So 2020, we had like a small tournament actually here in Utah. Mm-hmm. All the teams came. It was, we called it the bubble. Everyone was in hotels, you couldn't like have contact with anyone really, you just like showed up for the games and training. So that was like a month long, but it was honestly awful for me. Like I didn't do well at all. Like I said, my mental, I was not in a good place mentally, and so I just was like, this needs to be done, like just end this tournament.
Do you think it was just the injuries, the pregnancy, being a mom, the pressure, like what do you think made you collapse mentally?
I think the injury for sure, because it was mostly just with soccer. I think outside of soccer, like I felt fine, but something about like stepping on the field, just like my anxiety and everything was so bad.
And let's throw on, did you have any mom guilt, or were you pretty good at keeping that at bay?
Sometimes it was always like we'd only travel for like a little bit, usually like 3 days was like perfect, you know. I was like, oh, go home, like go, like get away for a little bit and then come back. And
but when you can't see anybody for a month, could you see her?
So yeah, luckily I like my husband and daughter came into the bubble with me. Oh. So it was great. Yeah, they were with me that whole time, so that was really nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So, and are we injury-free at this point?
Yes.
Any more ACL tears?
No, injury-free, yeah.
So you're playing currently in the league right now.
Yeah, I'm playing. So 2020 happened. At the end of 2020, I'll just give a quick...
Yeah.
The end of 2020, I tried to come home to the team in Utah because we had the Royals here. Got home, were like looking at houses, and then 3 weeks later they announced that the team was they were forcing the team to sell. And so the team left and went to Kansas City. Still, I'm like, well, I want to keep playing. So I went to Kansas City with my husband and daughter. And it was, they just weren't ready for a team yet. We didn't have the infrastructure. We're in like trailers for locker rooms. We're playing on a converted baseball field. It wasn't great. And so this opportunity came to go play in Spain in August of, I think, 2021. So as a family, we decided that we wanted to go. So we went for a year.
How was that?
It was so fun. But like, what sucked was that, like I said, my mental in 2020, right, wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
Went into Kansas City. It was, like, still fine. When I say mental, it's, like, the performance anxiety. Just, like, doubting everything like that, you know, like, questioning myself. And so it, like, still kind of lingered in Kansas City and then, like, kind of really hit hard there. And then when I left to Spain, I thought, oh, this will be different. It'll be so much better. I'll be able to, like, just go start fresh there. And went to Spain and was, like, still plagued by it. So, yeah, I remember I subbed onto one game, did really well, and I was like, oh, that felt so good. And then the next game, they, like, started me, and I don't know what it was, but I just, like, couldn't execute anything. Mm. Like, I just, like, just that, like, constant fear of making mistakes, where I'm just so, like, it seems so silly. It's like, just go play, but, like, I just really couldn't. It was...
It's easy for us on the outside. I have a elite level 9 gymnast daughter, and she has been struggling with mental blocks for 2 years.
It's so hard.
Yeah, and I mean, I can say to her till I'm blue in the face, just go.
Yeah, just do it. You're great. Yeah. You're so good. Yeah. Like, you want to tell her how good, like, how you see
and
her.
She's like, there's like a wall behind me. Like, she can't go backwards. She can't even do like a somersault. Wow. And this is like a level 9. Like, they start to get recruited.
Yeah.
In a couple of years for her, and I've had to pull her.
Yeah.
To get her mental, like, sanity back.
Yeah.
Because it becomes all that she is, and I want her, to think, you know, to know that there are things beyond gymnastics, just like there are things beyond soccer, but when it's so important to her, you know, but how have you been able to, I guess, move past that for you? Because, you start to define yourself as just a soccer player.
Well, and, like, I was going to speak to that as well. Like, what you said, that's so true. It's, like, when you invest so much time, every part of yourself, like, every emotional aspect of yourself to being your best at something, it's hard not to put your worth into that.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's where you are valuable.
Yes.
Nowhere else. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's like,
and you know in your heart it's not true. You know from all the young women's lessons. Yay!
I'm a daughter of God.
Choice and accountability.
Yeah.
But still, when everyone is looking to you to deliver your performance, and it's expected, now you're being paid, now you're at a high-level, elite, professional team, you better do well.
Yeah, exactly. And so I really had to take a step back and go back to, like, everything that you just said, that, like, okay, my worth is not only in soccer. Yes, like, when I'm there, okay, like, if I'm not playing great on the field, then I'm not going to play. But that doesn't define the person that I am. I'm still Michelle Vasconcelos. I'm still a mom, a wife, like, all my other daughter, you know, all those roles. But to be honest, like, I still struggle with that. I know my teammates, a lot of them still struggle with that.
Which is, I mean, it's, like, discouraging to hear that and also encouraging because you're in your late 20s.
Yeah.
And my kid is 14. So she's still young, but then, yes, it's still you.
Yes.
And it's something we'll all have to battle because I think we all feel like that.
Oh, totally.
I feel like that in motherhood, you know?
Yeah.
I did professional dancing and was like in my top of my game, you know? And then you have kids and your life goes to crap.
You have no more time for yourself. Which you have 8 kids. Yeah. So it's like you have no time for yourself. That's amazing.
Oh my gosh. So, but it was a good experience in Spain.
Spain was amazing. Living there, was awesome. But I still struggle with the mental part. When I finally, like, okay, I was like, okay, I need to work on this. I got a sports psych. He just kind of helped me remind me of some of the things I talked about with my sports psych in college. He had really helped me. So he was great. I remember I, like, read some mentality books. I was like, okay, I'm ready. Like, so then I got an opportunity to start again, and I, like, I took advantage of it. Yeah, it was great. But then still didn't really get to play after that. No. So that's another thing I think in sports that's really hard that I wanted to speak to was, like, sometimes like things are just out of your control. Yeah. You know, there's just like nothing that you can do and it feels unfair. And that's kind of like what I'm going through now too, is that like a little bit of like feels like, you know, it's unfair.
Because mentally you're okay.
Yeah, so much better. It's still, to be honest, it's like still something I fight. Like yeah. I thought it would just be like goes away.
I mean, it's anxiety, depression, it's anorexia. Like all of us have something that we're more prone to, but it seems like you've kind of gotten over the hump of it and just to come up to another one soon.
Yeah.
And now you don't get to play as much.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, now I'm ready.
Yeah.
So how are you coping with that?
To be honest, it's been hard, you know. I think coming home, so I just barely, I was playing in Portland after Spain, got, like, they brought the Royals back this year, the first year, 2024.
So you're living here?
Yes, I'm in Utah. They brought the Royals back. So exciting, all my family, friends. Yeah. Everyone's like, yes, can't wait to come watch you play. I had all these expectations, and not that, you know, it's like, I came here, our facilities are great, our fields are great, I just don't feel like I've, like, gotten the opportunity yet to show what I can do. Mm-hmm. And so that's been hard because it's, you know, it's out of my control. And I think I spent a little bit too much time worrying about all that stuff that I couldn't control. I'm like, well, this and this and this. And I'm just complaining and, like, just found myself, like, getting, like, dug into a hole because of that. And so
spiraling into absolute, like, a waste of time.
Exactly. And then going back then, and just because I wasn't getting an opportunity to play yet, because for whatever reason, you know, going back and doubting myself and being like, well, am I good enough? Maybe they don't think I'm good enough. Maybe this. And it's like, no. Yeah. Like, luckily I do have my husband too. He's like, you can't think those things. Yeah. Like, and so, yeah, I've really had to like stop that and recognize that the way I'm talking to myself is not beneficial at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's not motivating me. It's not getting me to where I want to go so that when I do get an opportunity, I'm ready for it. You know, I'm like digging myself so deep that I got to the point where I was like, if I were to go on the field right now, like, would I be able to perform?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a really good eye-opener for me.
So your mind has been getting the same amount of strengthening as your body through this whole experience?
Oh, more so. I would say professional sports. Like, you get to the level and, like, everyone's, you know, pretty similar. There's, like, a few, like, standouts. But your mind, like, really can separate you. And that's one thing that I have struggled with. Yeah. And so... again, talking to a sports psych and just getting in that place where, you know, I will control what I can control. The rest, I'm just going to let it go and just focus what I can and focus on my self-talk too.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is probably the biggest
influencer
in your own life is the way you speak to yourself.
Yeah. And like,
I say that to myself.
Yeah, it is. And not just in sports. I talked to my mom about this too. And she's like, you know, I realized that I do, like, I get down on myself and those things. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, why do we do that?
I know.
Why do we, cause the mind is so powerful. Like what we tell it, we believe it.
Yeah.
So it's like, what if you just change that and started telling yourself like, no, like I'm great. I'm a great mom or I'm a great this, like I can do this.
And I think it's because we... if we do fail, we've just kind of safeguarded ourselves.
Exactly. You know, like, that fear of failure.
Well, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as it's not as big of a blow.
Yes.
So you're protecting your maybe failure, but you might succeed.
That exactly.
So it's hard.
I tell my daughter all the time, like, I know she's only six, but in soccer, I'm like, who cares if you make a mistake? Go out there. Like, it's all, but that's how we learn. But then I'll, like, why don't I hold myself to the same standard?
Right.
Like, no, on the field, I cannot make a mistake. I cannot, like, everything has to be perfect. But
that's... And then you're like, self-check. I mean, I just was doing an interview with Joy. Her title, what was her thumbnail?
Every
Day with Joy. Joy Valentine. Hers is Every Day with Joy. Yes, you're right. Who is it? Kim Crook. Because hers was...
Oh, I listened to her.
Your Journey.
Yeah.
Hers is The Journey with Joy. Okay.
Journey with Joy.
Anyway, I'll put the iCard right here so you guys can see the interview with Joy. But she talks about how she's got this, you know, baby that's a quadriplegic due to the effects of a surgery gone bad.
Wow.
And... she is ripping on herself, the mom, Joy, because she's not happy with how she looks. She's not happy with how, you know, she's gained weight, or she used to wear bright colors and now she's dark and doesn't curl her hair. And but she's telling her daughter, who's in a wheelchair, like, your body is amazing.
Oh,
and even though you can't use your hands, and even though you can't verbalize what you want to say, you can do so. And then she's like, And here I am ripping on myself, and I have four limbs that work. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we all do it. How has this affected you with your motherhood?
Honestly, she provides like a good perspective mm-hmm. to where I can come home, but it is sometimes hard to come home and leave it behind. That's another skill I've been working on, is like living in the present.
Like leaving soccer at the door and coming home.
Yeah, and like wherever I am, like I am there. When I'm at soccer, I'm mentally there, you know, when I'm with Scarlett. And so sometimes I come home and I just feel like so low. I'm like, I just need a hug.
Aww.
You know, and then the best part about it is like she doesn't care about Michelle, the soccer player.
Yes.
Like she wants Michelle, the mom. And so then she's like, well, let's come play. And then we're like, oh, like, you know.
Yeah, but how awesome is that for her to be able to say the rest of her life, my mom was a pro soccer player. My mom was faithful in her church. My mom was a good mom. Like, mm-hmm. she did all of those things. You know, she'll never know what really was going on in your head. And it'll go on in her head, too, someday.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she'll look to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you've gotten through it. After multiple injuries, mental injuries as well.
Yeah.
Because I say that to Adana all the time. I'm like, it's brain damage. I'm like, you're not brain damaged, but your brain is also a muscle. It's also an organ, and it's
chemicals
injured.
And like the negative things we put in. It's a different chemical. Yeah.
Like what makes us think that our brain can't get hurt and injured just like your knee.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like you said, almost more so sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess it provides us empathy.
Mm-hmm. Compassion for other people.
But I know my teammates are always like, oh, like, that's so nice that you have a daughter to go home to. Like, a lot of them, they're like, oh, I would love to have a kid and keep playing. So that's been really cool, too. That
oh,
I'm like,
nice.
Oh, and, like, they, like, always want to, like, whenever I bring her around, they're like, oh, like, they want to, like, spend time with her. So that I feel so blessed that I had her. Mm-hmm. And, like, just looking back to, I know I talked about, like, how sad I was through the pregnancy, but still, like, looking forward with faith, but... like, she's just been the greatest joy. I'm sure you feel like that about your kids, too, that it's so hard in those moments. Yeah. But, like, those rewarding.
But, like, what else would I be doing? You know what I mean? Like, you're still playing soccer, but, like, when soccer is done and you become a coach, but then then you'll look back and be like, man, I can't have a baby when I'm in my 60s necessarily. Yeah. Or I don't want one, but... Mm-hmm. She's come along the journey with you.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Exactly. And I just think of, like, the influence that my mom has had on me. And it's like, well, we get to do that now with our children.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not nothing big. We don't have to do anything crazy. It's, like, the little things every day, you know, just spending time with them for a little reading a book. Like, so that's been a really good mental healing as well.
So, to wrap it up, what's been the highest point for you in this game?
Ooh.
And with... a baby and the lowest, of course. What's been the high and the low?
The high, that is... no, I have loved being a professional athlete, but when I think about it, it's more... the best thing about it has been, like, the relationships that I've been able to make because of it and the friends along the way. And just, like, how different we all were, but then also the similarities as well. You know, being a member of the church, I was going around and I was like usually the only one, but there were still like so many Christian girls and so many, just like girls who loved God. And so that was like a really cool thing for me to like find that ground too in soccer.
Yeah. Cause like you love God too, but you're not Mormon.
Yeah. It's like great. Like so awesome. So that, it was so cool to like find that common ground and meet people in Spain. And have those experiences. Kind of like I said, the soccer has, like, there's been small, really good moments. But for the most part, those relationships on the field.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, just the lowest, like, I talked to about just the mental, like, working so hard at something. And then, like, knowing my body can do it. But then my mind is, like, a jail. And so
when you say that you don't do well on the field, is that, like... like misstepping, not kicking the right, not doing one of the little tricks that you do with your feet? Is it fumbling? Like,
No, it's just like more an inconsistency. I think just getting that, like, that anxiety and nervousness about like playing. And again, I think I'm making it seem like it's the whole time. Like, I've had some great moments on the field, and I feel like I'm in a really good place right now. But, I don't know, maybe kind of like similar, like what you said with your daughter, just that, like, and even that fear of failure, thinking ahead instead of living in the present, like I talked about that I've been working on, I'm like...
So you might as well not play at all.
Yeah, I'm worrying about what's going to happen when it hasn't even happened yet. So, like, working on those skills and living in the present, controlling what I can control, and just letting the rest go, I think have really helped me.
And lastly, I guess this is all goes in the same conversation. What do you think has been the consistent in your life through the injury, the pregnancy, a second injury, the mental game? Mm-hmm. What has helped you through that?
For me, my relationship with my Savior, for sure. Like, my relationship with Christ. That is, like, always my constant that I go back to.
Knowing that you have a Savior, just knowing that you have someone who knows. I mean, what has it been for you?
Yeah, and I think every time, like, when I've had a hard, hard moment, I just... Like, the scriptures always pop into head that it into my head, like, the Savior descended below them all. Art thou greater than he? Mm. It's like, no, like, we're on this earth to go through these things, which sucks.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's like, he went through way worse and then did all that because he loved me so much that he knows how to help me. And so, yeah, I think that for me, like, really, you know, I think in those moments is when we find ourselves on our knees more, reading our scriptures more, which I'm like... I want to do that all the time, but those are, like, really the moments that we come to know.
Awesome.
Our Savior. So that's been my constant.
Well, good luck with the season. Is it over or is it coming?
We just started. We're only 3 games in. So I'm really excited.
So you're a member of the Royals.
Yes. And we have a great team, great community support.
And you can have family finally come and watch.
Yes.
So it's time to get the heck in there.
Yes.
And dominate.
Get to the stadium. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I'll just be ready when my chance comes. And I think that's like, I'm sorry, I know we're ending, but like mentally, you know, just being ready for whatever comes. Like, don't beat ourselves up. Don't get in our own way. Because then when it does come, you're not ready.
Well,
so.
Yeah. And you know, you play the game and you're like, I'm too old. I'm the oldest. I'm too old.
Yeah.
But you've seen that, like, Olympian in that was, like, 43. She was a woman. I think she was a swimmer.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but she, like, took silver.
Yeah.
And she was the oldest woman, like, swimmer. I think she was a swimmer.
So cool.
Honestly, like...
It's like we all love a good comeback story, and we love, like, the end when they're on the podium, but, like, we don't see...
Oh, my gosh.
The climb, you know? And so...
So you might just be getting to your prime.
I hope. I think. I'm like, I still, I mean, I talk with my husband all the time. He's like, you know, you just like one good season. That's, you know, that hope. So.
Yes. Well, she was Gatorade, right? Gatorade Player of the Year?
Back in high school.
She's about to be the prime Player of the Year. I'm telling you, you're about to enter your prime soccer days.
Yeah. No, I'm excited.
I'll be excited to watch you.
Yeah. Have to get
you to a game.
For sure.
All right. Do you have an Instagram or anything?
I do, my Instagram is Mish Vasconcelos. I don't go by that, but I don't know why. M-I-C-H-E underscore Vasconcelos.
I'll put that in the description below. And do you detail your soccer journey down there?
A little bit. I would
a little bit
better.
Of both? Yeah. Oh, do you do your motherhood or whatever?
I'll be better.
Okay. So. Check her out. Wish the Royals luck.
Thank you so much.